It is a Tuesday afternoon. Time to check the commodity markets and futures with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it's kind of cold and brisk, and futures were higher today. What's happening in Chicago?
Well, I think, you know, the big news, of course, was that this morning they reported 568,000 metric tons of UF being sold to an unknown destination. Of course, it was rumored it was China. It was rumored it wasn't China. It was rumored it was a cancellation. It was confirmed it wasn't a cancellation. And along with that, we set new contract highs in March beans at $14 and closed at $13.99.
So China continues to buy. They have not turned their attention just yet, at least, to South America, though that crop should be, in the next few weeks, beginning to pour out of ports there, maybe. But China's still been in the marketplace.
You know, we're not sure this is or isn't China. There's a lot of talk that it would probably be somebody else. China has been a very aggressive buyer out of South America over the last 2 weeks as we look at things. And then we look for cancellations rather than additional purchases from China. A lot of rumors to what's going on there. One of the other things that happened today was there was a cancellation by Egypt on the wheat. So that killed the wheat market for a while. But at the end of the day, when the corn and beans were higher, we pulled the July wheat back up 2¾ on the day, 13 cents off its low.
The trade is always right because that's what the numbers are. But will they continue to see strength in the coming weeks?
You know, it's going to depend on a lot of things. We've seen a real influx of fund money over the last 3 weeks here on this dollar move up in the beans. And if we continue to see fund buying and whatever, they self-fulfilling profits in that when they get to a certain point, that triggers another buy signal. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see if come the end of the week we're above or below $14 in these March beans.
Do you think we will be above?
Boy, it's a 50-50 shot here right now, Todd. I mean, basically, the air should be getting sort of thin up here. You know, we were surprised to see more sales out of the Gulf today, especially after the Gulf basis broke down yesterday. Actually, it was lower on the day and not much activity as far as interest is buying at those levels. So we were very surprised when this was announced today.
November beans at $11.67.5. Is that enough for you to consider potential cash sales at all?
It's in the range. We said 11.65 to 11.75 would be our next target. So we're in that range there, depending on how you feel, whether we're going to be pulling, the old crop's going to be pulling the new crop up a little more. But it's definitely in our range where some sales start to be made.
We're finalizing the crop insurance numbers. I take it you've been following them pretty closely for the month?
Yeah, I mean, basically we're hanging right around 460. I believe right now, as far as the corn goes, and today, of course, won't hurt that at all. And, you know, the beans at 11:30. So, basically, better than we were expecting a month and a half ago, that's for sure. You know, a little better numbers, and that also helps everybody's attitude a little bit when it comes to going in and talk to the banker why it's better to have above break-even than below break-even numbers.
Are you still of a mind, as many are, and I don't know whether you were this case or not, that farmers will plant more bean acres for the coming season than they have in previous years?
You know, we were at a Farmer Outlook meeting last night. We saw very few of the farmers there around the Watseka area talking about increasing beans. I think we had four or five people that said they were going to increase substantially as far as beans went. The rest were going to stay with their same rotation. As we talked to a lot of different people, seed dealers and whatever, in fact, we do feel there will be a little influx to the bean acres and a little less corn acres than what we had last year, at least in our area here.
Any other items you've been watching in the marketplace?
Well, you know, this crude oil has been bouncing all over its stuff, Todd. You know, we're back at 101.30, still above the $100 mark, but 101 is cheaper than 103 like we were just the other day.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming from the opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between. We post it not long after it airs on our radio station. So visit willag.org. One of the other things I'd like you to do at this point is to go ahead and dial in at 217-333-7300 to purchase your tickets for next week's All Day Ag Outlook. You can do that right now. We've sold more than 300, so that means we don't have but maybe, I don't know, 60 of them left or so, something along those lines. If you want to go, probably ought to buy your tickets very, very soon.